Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tim's is in the middle of a mental health crisis on this song. And we're just like, woo, look at me in Puerto Rico. Like... What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, DX Daily, the podcast that is brought to you by Hip Hop DX and the place where we keep you up to date on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Monday. It's a brand new week. And I'm feeling extra motivated this morning. I'm feeling extra just ready to go full force ahead into this brand new week. How you feeling?
I'm feeling the same energy, ready for a new week. Going to get to the bag, get started. Hey. So much to cover. I'm excited.
I know, that's right. All right, well, we got to talk about Future. He is executive producing Jacquees' brand new album. Come on, King of R&B. You better have the King of Toxicity producing your album. Also, we have to talk about Prodigy. His estate has announced a new posthumous album. And also, his catalog has returned to streaming services. Plus, we got to talk about Doja Cat. She has to undergo throat surgery, and it's going to affect some of her shows and performances moving forward. So we'll get into all of that. But first, please make sure you follow the podcast. Please subscribe to us on all platforms. Rate us on whichever platforms you are subscribed to us on. Give us those 5 stars while you at it, too. That is your instructions. That's your to-do list for this episode of DX Daily. Thank you. We appreciate all the love and support. Now let's jump in. Okay, so being that it is Monday, and, you know, a lot of the times we'll do our words of wisdom, but I feel like when we do words of wisdom, it's on Wednesday, because, you know, Wednesday, words of wisdom. Well, This Monday, I feel like we need some Monday motivation, and we came across a very good clip last night from one of our favorite artists. He goes by the name of Shaya Ben Abraham Joseph, also known as 21 Savage. I did not know that that was his real name, first of all. You should find out something to do about 21 every time you research him, because you know how everybody just didn't know he was from the UK? I didn't know his name was... I wonder what his origins are. Like, what is his ethnicity with a name like that?
Yeah, I didn't know it was his name either. And it's a long one, too. So it's got to be some... inheritance type of passed down type of family name to me is what it sounds like.
Exactly. But either way, whatever you want to call him, he was spitting some motivation. At least I took it as pretty inspiring on the internet over these past few days. So this is what 21 had to say.
I had a Ford Explorer, then I had the Jeep.
My first car was an 84 Cutlass, my second car was an 85 Cutlass, my third car was an 85 Cutlass.
Yeah, 85 Cutlass.
Started from the bottom.
I didn't have no car till I was like,
for sure.
Now the shit, huh?
Then my fourth car was a Pontiac Grand Am. I got shot in that.
Wow.
You know what my fifth car was?
Okay.
Corvette.
Yeah, my damn, y'all came okay, to Corvette. Yeah, I was remembering.
My sixth car was a Ferrari.
That's a big jump.
My sixth car was a Ferrari, bitch. My seventh car was a Maybach. My eighth car was a Bentayga. After that, I lost count. The money just got ridiculous.
Come on, lost count.
Real nigga shit. My first flight was private.
Come on, man. Come on. Just look at the elevation. Look at the pathway that was taken. 4 different cars, Cutlasses, Pontiacs. I'm like, okay, sounds about right. Sounds about starter car-ish. And then he said the sixth one was a Corvette. And then he went to a Maybach, to a Ferrari. And then he lost count because he had so many cars. And the first flight that he got on was a private flight. I said, all right, come on, 21 Savage. Come on. Is this what they mean when they say pull yourself up by your bootstraps? 21 Savage, man, he got it out the mud for real. And it was just interesting to hear it summed up that way, in such a 21 Savage way, using, you know, the lingo that he uses, just the way that he speaks on things. So I found that pretty motivating going into this Monday morning.
Yeah, very motivating for sure. When he started listing off the cars, I'm like, okay, and it just kept getting better and better and better. But it had me looking like, okay, I'm a Mazda protege. I'm a Nissan, a Nissan, a Nissan. I'm like, I ain't gonna be on that 21 Savage tip for a while now, but for everybody else, it is motivating to hear. Like, you gotta start somewhere.
You really do. And it just made me think, like, I'm on my third car right now, I believe. Third or mm-hmm. I'm on either my third or fourth car right now. So I got two more cars until I gotta be getting me I think I can go to like a Audi or something next. And then after that, it gotta be Bentley, it gotta be a Bentayga, it gotta be something. It gotta be that jump. Cause that fifth one, around that fifth or sixth, is where 21 made that jump. So, you know, I'm one or two cars away at this point if I'm going by the 21 Savage plan.
Right, exactly. And at least I haven't done the private flight yet either. So we gotta look into planes next too, Asia, helicopters, come boats.
On. We out here. We in the air with it. Come on. All right, I love that. Some great motivation from 21 Savage. All right, now that we got that out the way, let's talk about Future, because he is executive producing Jacquees' next album. On Friday, May 20th, Jacquees was on Fox 5's Good Day Atlanta, and he revealed that Future would be handling the project from an executive producer standpoint. And this will actually be Future's second stint as an executive producer on the album. And the first one is of course, Kanye West's Donda 2. So it's pretty epic from Future's standpoint, at least. Like, you're going from an artist now to executive producing other artists' projects. And we know he's, like, written for artists and everything like that in the past anyway. So this is just taking that next step for Future as an executive, which is pretty dope.
Yeah, definitely dope for sure that Future is getting into this executive producer bag. And as far as Jacquees, he said on the news channel, he said, my new album dropped summer 2022. And that's when he said it's executive produced by Future. Jacquees goes on to say, it feels like a new beginning and everything feels fresh. It feels new because, you know, Jacquees' latest project was only about 2 years ago, the king of R&B. So now he's coming back with this new one this summer. So exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And you know, Future just made some history himself. He was one of a very select few artists who have simultaneously had an album on the Billboard 200 albums chart and a song on the top 100 chart at the same exact time. So he got that simultaneously. There's only been 5 artists to do that. And he is one of those artists. So, of course, his album, I Never Liked You, was on the chart at the same time as his single, Wait For You, with Drake and Tims. So that was a pretty legendary moment for Future currently too, recently too. So Future has been doing the thing, and I'm curious to see how Jacquees' album will sound different with Future having a hand in it. Because I don't know, these last few Jacquees projects, I don't know, it seems like he's been consistent, like, as far as quality of the music and the vibe that it provides, but he hasn't really shaken it up in a little while, if I'm being honest. So I think adding Future into this will be a good thing to shake it up. Like, all right, how is it going to be different now that he's in the mix?
Yeah, I wonder that too, because you know, Jacquees has kind of had that, you know, rap of just, you know, remixing everybody else's songs or doing like the male version of a woman's song and things like that. But he does have this latest song out called Say Yeah, which I think is his newest single. And I don't know if it's going to be on the album, but I do like that sound. It is a little different. But I am curious to see how this one does with him working with Future and who else he may be working with, since it has been 2 years. Maybe the sound has changed. Maybe he's gotten better. Maybe he's not doing the male POV no more. So we'll see.
Listen, Jacquees is in the Hall of Fame for the male POV songs. For what he did to Trip alone, like, Jacquees, Jacquees's jersey is in the rafters as far as what he did with Trip. Gotta give him credit on that. We'll never take that away from him. But yeah, I think it'll be great to see something different. I also think it will be dope for Jacquees to be able to access some of Future's connections. I mean, Jacquees is under Birdman, so it ain't like he's lacking connections. But I think Future may have some ideas that Jacquees probably wouldn't have had, ideas as far as who to work with before, or some people that he might not pair himself with in his mind that Future could see them working well together. So I think it'll be dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of that Future record we mentioned, with him and Tims, that Wait For You, which has been on everybody's IG reels, TikToks, everything. Like, people are cooking in the background with it. People are doing everything with that record. I wanted to talk about another Tims record because I came across a tweet that really had me laugh out loud a night or two ago. This tweet is in reference to Tims' song Free Mind, which we're playing all over the radio at our job. And you hear that song everywhere, too. That is like the official Vacation Story song, Free Mind. It's the official Carefree song. It's the official I'm out having a good vibe song. It's the Get Your Nails Done song. Much like Wait For You, it's all over everything. Anything with Tim's on it is all over everything. But anyway, let me get into this tweet. So at Jayinator says, Tim's was singing her heart out on Free Mind about how rough life is, and y'all just putting it on y'all vacation stories. And I sat and thought about it for a second, and I said, Jayinator, you are right, girl. You are completely correct. And seeing this tweet actually prompted me to go look up the lyrics to Free Mind by Tim's, and the lyrics are as follows. I said, 5 a.m, I wake up to fight for my earnings. The fear in my mind is a warning, praying to the one you rely in. I've been wandering all day. I try to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. Tim's is a victim. Tim's is in the middle of a mental health crisis on this song. And we're just like, woo, look at me in Puerto Rico. Like, Tim's is really going through it here. And to this girl's point in the tweet, like, we just are like, nope, good vibes only. Look at me at brunch. I'm 3 mimosas in. I got my eggs. I got my bacon, chicken and waffles here. Free mind. I really need time. Like, it's crazy. It's so crazy how we do that. But I thought that that was just a very accurate observation when it came to that song, because that is like the feel good song of the summer, honestly. Even though it's not a feel good song at all. It's actually pretty sad, and I'm actually concerned. Like, I want to DM Tim's and be like, are you okay, girl? Like, your career is bubbling right now. You're having all these amazing moments, but this song is just like, dang, are you good?
Right. Maybe we got to post the instrumental version now or something, because the lyrics too much.
Yeah, no. Tim's was getting deep on there, but I thought that was a great observation. So shout out to you, Jayinator, for bringing that one forth to the congregation.
Right.
All right, well, now let's talk about something else that people are happy about, that they actually should be happy about. Prodigy's Estate has announced a new posthumous album from the late, great, legendary rapper, and they also have brought his music back to streaming services. So two things to be happy about as far as Prodigy, from my deep, is concerned. That's always good news to hear. Definitely had to clap it up for that. Now, this new project is going to be called The Book of Heroin, and the first single will be coming on June 10th. So the project is scheduled to arrive this summer, actually.
Yeah, and this project serves as a follow-up to The Book of Revelation, which dropped just 6 months before Prodigy's death. And then this will be followed by a third installment, The Book of the Dead, in 2023. And there's also a new Mobb Deep album that's produced by Havoc in the works as well. So this is all pretty staying busy right now.
Dang, they must have had a lot in the cellar, a lot in the tuck for them to be producing or have 3 albums in the pipeline. They must have had a lot of music recorded. And then his estate issued a statement, and they said, we are extremely thankful to all the fans for understanding the circumstances that our family had to professionally control at a time of grief, and for the kind words of encouragement we received from many of you. We would also like to thank the community of hip-hop artists who came together to help us assemble Prodigy's last projects. The music belongs to all of you. So great statement. And they also touched on some of the turmoil that they went through. I know due to certain disputes they were having before, that's the whole reason why his music got taken off streaming. So once they had like a new management deal with North Star Group's Londell McMillan, and Warner Music Group's ADA, that's when Prodigy's other music was able to come back on streaming platforms like the HNIC album, all of that. So thankfully now his music is on streaming. He's got new music on the way, new Mobb Deep music, and then further down the line next year, new Prodigy music again. So we're getting a lot out of this. I like this.
Yeah, I like this too. I remember people mentioning about why Prodigy's songs were not available and things like that. So it is good to know that it is finally back. If you want to go back and listen to your favorite Mobb Deep and favorite Prodigy songs, you're free to do that now. So that's always good.
Exactly. So good news there. Some not so good news for Doja Cat. She had to have surgery on her throat recently. She had to have tonsil surgery due to an abscess, and she was talking to Twitter on Thursday, May 19th, and she went into some graphic details about what she had going on with her throat situation, with her mouth and all of that.
Yeah, so on Twitter, she basically said that the doctor just had to cut into my left tonsil. I had an abscess in it. My whole throat is effed up, so I might have some bad news for y'all coming soon. And she says, nah, so my tonsils got infected before the Billboard Music Awards, and I was taking effing antibiotics, but forgot that I was taking them. And then I drank wine and was vaping all day long, and I started getting a nasty growth on my tonsil, so they had to do surgery on it today. Ooh. And then this is where it gets real graphic. She's like, he poked up in there with a needle twice and then sucked all the juice out, and then he took a sharp thing and cut it in two places and squeezed all the goop out in there. She said, I cried and it hurt a lot, but I'm okay. I'm going to try and get him removed for sure very soon.
Yikes. Did you have to paint the picture for us? Did you have to give us the graphic walkthrough? Like, you could have just left it at, I had to get surgery on my tonsils. She got very descriptive with that. And about the pain of it, like, would they not numb you? Or maybe they weren't able to give it to her because she was already taking antibiotics? I'm not sure, but dang, to have to feel that as they do that, that's wild. That's wild to me. I feel like that she should have been numb for that.
Yeah, that don't sound good at all. I definitely want to be under if I had to go through all that. I do not want to feel any of it.
Yeah. And then the fact that she said she was drinking while she was on antibiotics. If you ever been sick and had to be on antibiotics, you know the number one thing that they tell you not to do is drink. So you're drinking on antibiotics, vaping, taking in all this tobacco, and then you already have something going on with your throat. Oof. That's a recipe for disaster. So I see why she's going to have to cancel all of these shows, because she did announce that via Instagram as well, or via social media. She said her upcoming festival dates and the tour that she was supposed to go on with The Weeknd is going to be canceled. She has to cancel a lot of those dates. So that's the super unfortunate part about this. Like, you're losing out on a bag due to something that I don't know if it was not completely not in her control. Like, I don't know if it would have happened anyway. She would have still had to get the surgery if she wasn't drinking and vaping, but something that was somewhat controllable, and you're losing out on such a great opportunity. I do feel bad for her. I feel for her in this situation, because that's crazy. Like, to not go on tour with The Weeknd on a world tour due to having to get surgery on your throat and the recovery. I'll be sick. I hope she doesn't, like, continue, because she went into her struggles about vaping and being addicted to vaping. I hope she doesn't continue down that path due to feeling bad about this. Like, you know, she's still gonna have a dope career, she's gonna bounce back, but damn, losing out on a world tour, woo, I'd be tight.
Yeah, I'd be tight too, because, you know, that would have been a whole, well, I'm saying Doja Cat, well, Doja Cat has her fans, but to tap into The Weeknd's fans who go crazy, you know, it's kind of like similar sounds. Like, it was like a good match. It was a good mix. It was a good matchup for her to be on that tour. I hope something can work out. She makes a couple dates here and there, or she gets a fast recovery to kind of bounce back. But yeah, it does kind of suck. Cancel something of that.
Yeah. So best of luck to Doja Cat. Hope all goes well. And I think that's the note that we're going to end it on today. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is all Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All righty, we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.